But joining me now is Arizona gubernatorial candidate endorsed by President Donald Trump and Mike Lindell, Carrie Lake. Carrie, thanks for joining us once again here on Lindell TV.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's great to have you with us, not only because I like talking with you. I think this is my third time to interview you. You were with us at CPAC, but you understand what it's like to sit in this chair and do this live every night because you had a distinguished broadcast career for, what, 20, 25 years there in the Arizona area?
Actually, 30 years,
wow.
27 years in Arizona, and 22 years at the Fox station here before I resigned and as I like to say, escaped the corrupt news. You get to do it a little bit better because you get to be honest and you do it in an ethical way. So that's a really good thing.
Well, thank you. I have no shackles put on me. I'll tell you that right now. Well, we're glad you're joining us tonight. Your time is limited, but you've got a big announcement. You texted me this morning and told me about what's coming up, and I wish I could be there. My wife, I read the text out loud. I said, "Look what Carrie Lake just texted me," and she said, "Let's go." But we're going to be somewhere else that date. We'll be announcing what that's going on for us. But I told Mike. I said, "Hey, Mike, I'm going to get Carrie Lake on tonight." And I told him about your event, and I think he's going to be involved, but I know someone else is also going to be involved. Tell us what is happening so that all of our listeners, and I know we have a lot of folks watching in Arizona, tell us what's happening November 3rd. I do think I have the date right, correct?
Yes. Well, who can ever forget November 3rd, right? The botched 2020 election, and we're having on the one-year anniversary of that corrupt election, we're having a rally, and it's a rally, actually, an appreciation rally for all of the people, all the patriots involved, from the very first involvement of people who said something went wrong in that election, and they stood up and they demanded that their legislators do something about it. And we're also going to be appreciating the people who stood every day. 100,000 hours, basically, was put into the volunteers who were on the floor of the forensic audit. And they really deserve our appreciation because these men and women, these Arizona residents, put so much into that forensic audit to make sure we got to the bottom of what happened. And we learned that there was corruption all over that election.
So tell me your event, November 3rd, where is it at? What time? Who else will be speaking? And where can they find details to attend?
It is in Maricopa County in Glendale, Arizona, and it's at Dream City Church. We're renting out that facility, and it's their West Campus, which is on 75th Avenue, and I'm giving you all these particulars for people who live in Arizona. So it really is kind of in Maricopa, the scene of the crime, I guess you could say, where this election went down and where it took a whole year to kind of figure out what really went wrong. But it's going to be a really great event. We're going to have Wendy Rogers. She's going to be speaking. Liz Harris, of course, Liz Harris was involved in doing a lot of the door-to-door canvassing,
yes,
which made people realize, wow, something really did go wrong here. Wendy Rogers, of course, a senator here in Arizona. We're so proud to have her. She'll be speaking. We're going to have Mark Fincham, who was involved in bringing Rudy Giuliani to downtown Phoenix and all of those witnesses who witnessed something that went wrong during the election. And he got the ball rolling.
He's running for Secretary of State, right?
Yes, he is. And he's endorsed by President Trump as well. And then Sonny Borelli will be appearing via video. He's one of our great lawmakers here in Arizona. And everyone's favorite president, Donald J. Trump, will be appearing via video. So it's going to be a great night. We're going to celebrate the patriotic Americans who said, we've got to figure out what happened in this election. And we're so thrilled about it. I'm hoping Mike can make an appearance. That would be great.
Well, he said something to me about it today. So he said something to me about it today. So I think he was going to call you if he hasn't already. But I told him I'm having you on tonight, and he was really glad to hear that was the case. Where can people find details if they're just now tuning in? They're thinking, "Oh, I can drive there. I'm close, or I'll drive the several hours to get there." Where can they find details? Or if they know people that live in your state and in that area, certainly they can email them, they can text them, they can tweet about it to help get out the word. Where can they find the specific details?
That's great. They could even fly to Arizona and spend some time here.
That's
it's
right.
beautiful
it's
this
beautiful
time
state.
Of year.
Yeah.
You can go to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com for more information. Or you can find any information on my Twitter page and on my Instagram page at carrielake, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. We'll be putting more information there. It's going to be a great event. You know, we had a great disservice, and that's putting it mildly, done to the American people a year ago, November 3rd. And we in Arizona got the ball rolling on these forensic audits. I'm so proud of the people of Arizona, and we're going to celebrate some of the people who helped make that happen. And hopefully going forward, we can see where we can go with reforming our elections and possibly even taking it a step further. So we will be discussing all of that, and we hope that people will show up. I know we already have a lot of interest and a lot of tickets. They're free tickets, so you can come and just get the information right there on our website.
Now, I don't know if you, I'm sure you saw it, but you, I know you're also very busy, but last week, Yahoo News was making a big deal out of the fact that you've been endorsed by Mike Lindell and Donald Trump, President Trump. I suppose you saw that, right?
I may have missed that one. The fake news is attacking me left and right. And you know what it shows? They're very worried. They're very worried about our candidacy. They're worried that we are going to bring out a massive amount of votes. I've got people attacking me from the Republican Party and the swamp section of the Republican Party. I've got the Democrats going after me. It must mean that I am right over the target and they're worried about us. So, you know, they're writing nasty articles about me, but I think the people of Arizona, the people of America are waking up to how corrupt the press is and how corrupt the media is. They'll write anything and they'll say anything. And I'm so honored and proud to have the endorsement of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell gave up so much. He lost so much of his own personal fortune. His business suffered because he, like many other Americans, knew something went wrong in that election and wanted to get to the bottom of it. And I am so honored to have his endorsement along with General Michael Flynn. I've got Rick Grenell endorsing me and Congressman Paul Gosar, to name a few. Also, our favorite president, Donald Trump.
And you are doing really, really well in the polls, aren't you? That was the big story on Yahoo News the other night, was that you were leading in the polls and you're endorsed by President Trump and Mike Lindell, and the Yahoo News was beside themselves that you're leading in the polls.
You know what? It shows that they're so out of touch with the people of America. If they're shocked that an outsider who loves this state and loves this country and is a patriot is leading in the polls, they've got to pull their head out of the sand and get with the program, because Americans are rising up and they're fed up with the bad governance, the terrible leadership, and the overreach of the federal government in their lives. People are sick of being forced into getting vaccines. They're sick of their children being taught racism in schools in the form of CRT, and they're sick of their kids having masks forced on their faces. They're really fed up. So if Yahoo News and the rest of the corrupt media is surprised by how well we're doing in the polls, they need to open their eyes and wake up. Well, and depending on the poll, you know, these pollsters are all over the place, but we're anywhere from 15 to 27 points up. So we're doing really well above all the other people who are running.
And, you know, what's interesting is they wanted to make an issue of Mike Lindell and President Trump speaking about, you know, the theft of the election. They don't like that. They think that's conspiracy theories. And yet then they report that you're endorsed by them and you're leading. And when I was showed the story to Mike Lindell during his time slot last week, I said, you know, what's so ironic, or maybe these people are too stupid to realize this, is that there's a reason that she's leading in the polls, because people don't believe this is conspiracy theory. They know something happened. They know what happened. Yeah. That's why she has the endorsement she does, and that's why she's leading in the polls. They don't seem to understand why you're leading.
Well, we didn't just think something went wrong. We now have evidence. We have proof. And the Democrats always say, or the, you know, the media, show us the evidence. Well, open your eyes and look at the evidence. It's right there in the forensic audit report. It's hard evidence. It's admissible in a court of law. And they just don't want to see it. And the reason they're going after me is because I am outspoken on this election. And I have a big voice when it comes to people listening to me here in Arizona. And so they're in a panic because I'm waking people up to what happened in the election, and they don't want that. They want everybody to be entranced with their lies, and people are waking up. We had a problem with that election. There was fraud in that election, and there were crimes committed in that election. And we really, I believe we should nullify, decertify, whatever we have to do to take back our 11 electoral votes, because we cannot give those in an election that is full of fraud, that's fraud written. We can't give up those 11 electoral votes. And I don't know what that means, if that means anything. Other than I know that Arizona, we want to keep things honest. We figured out that there were problems with that election, and we want our 11 electoral votes back.
And that's great. That you're good at your job, because that is exactly what the left doesn't want to hear. But what you just did was an awesome soundbite. I will be shocked if, before I can get off the air at 9 Central, that isn't already going viral by a couple of websites that they record, Carrie. They record our entire program, and before I can get off the air, they're already tweeting out some of the leftists. Clips from my TV show that last 2-3 minutes, I'll be shocked if they're not spreading that around. And I agree 100% with you, and I appreciate your courage to actually say it. That, I guess, again, this is why you're leading in the polls. Before we let you go, because I know you got a busy schedule, and thank you for joining us, tell us again where folks can find out about the rally coming up November 3rd. President Trump and a lot of other names, Senator Borelli, a lot of other names we recognize. When is that on November 3rd? What time and where, and how can they find the details?
Thank you for allowing me to talk about it. Wendy Rogers, Senator Borelli, Mark Fincham. I will be there. We will have video from Sonny Borelli and from President Trump. And we're expecting a big crowd. It's going to be a celebration. We're celebrating the fact that we had the courage to dig into this and get to the bottom of things. So you can find information at carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. It is November 3rd. Doors open at 6. The program, the rally, begins at 6:30. And we're looking forward to Arizonans and anybody else who wants to come and join us. It's at the Dream City Church, their West Campus in Glendale, Arizona.
And Carrie, make sure your staff emails with me on where we can find a link to it. We could probably dip in and out of the rally if you're going to have anybody there streaming it or filming it, or maybe we should send one of our reporters. If not, the next night we should be playing some clips out of it. So we want to definitely make sure that's being captured on video. So if we're not streaming it live, we can at least replay the highlights. All right.
That'd be great. We do have some people that are going to be there. We'll be streaming live on one of the internet platforms, and we'll probably have it on Facebook and such. And we'll even have some of the fake news there, because they want to show up. They want to show up and try to convince people that there's nothing to see here, folks, but there's a lot to see, and our eyes are open to it.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to be covering that. It's going to be a great event, November 3rd. Carrie, thank you so much for being with us. We sure appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you so much, and I love coming on your show. I'll come on anytime you ask. Thanks, well, Brennan.
Anytime you got news, you come our direction like you did today. Reach out to me. We'll get you on.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Carrie Lake checking in, gubernatorial candidate for Arizona, endorsed by Mike Lindell and President Donald J. Trump. Got a big event coming up November 3rd.